News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Report released today by the Irish charity CyberSafe Kids reveals that almost 25% of 8 to 12 year olds firstly have experienced cyberbullying and secondly have been bothered by harmful online content. And to discuss this, I'm joined now by psychotherapist and author of three books on parenting at this point, Stella O'Malley. Good morning to you, Stella. These are very stark figures, aren't they? A quarter of our kids being harmed, being bullied, being upset by what they're seeing. First of all, I suppose your instant reaction to it.
My instant reaction is that we mostly kind of presume that we are stuck with phones as they are at the moment and that there's nothing we can do, but we have to just live and suffer the fact that children are being exposed to content that they're not happy with, as if rather than realising there are things we could do about it.
OK. And for parents listening who probably feel worried now about their kids, but also a little bit out of their depth, what can we do about it?
Yeah, I think parents are out of our depth, and I include myself.
Oh,
in
me
it.
Too, 100%. I'm just relieved my children are a bit older and have arrived at an older age relatively okay. But if I was a parent of an 8 to 12 year old, I'd be very worried seeing this morning.
Well, it feels like getting through an obstacle course, a dangerous obstacle course, because the stakes are high. And if it goes wrong for your child when they're online, it goes really pretty awfully wrong. Like, pretty awful things happen to some kids, not all kids, but to some kids online. It's like they're playing next door online to the red light district. So something really dodgy can happen. Or for some kids, it doesn't happen. So they're all right. They got away unscathed. But
We're rolling a dice in terms of it.
And the stakes are high because it's so horrible when it does happen. I do think very strongly that what we need is parents need support. And I think there's two ways that parents can get support on this. One is with phone-free schools and the other is pressure on big tech. Now, we all know that big tech could change this quite easily. They could put in parental controls that actually worked and that were easy to use. They don't do it for profit-making reasons. And there's a lot of other things they don't do for profit-making reasons, and that's their prerogative. But I do think phone-free schools is actually doable. And I'm not saying tech-free schools. I know an awful lot of schools work very well with their tablets and things like that. But actual phone-free schools would be a different scenario where that they aren't accessible. They aren't allowed to go near their phones.
Della, there was a big chat about this about 2 weeks ago because Norma Foley was talking about phone-free schools and indeed Stephen Donnelly and the IMO were talking about bans for under 16s on smartphones and social media and all of that. A lot of the pushback that I heard about the phone-free schools was is that much of the harmful content is not viewed during the school day. Much of the harmful content and much of the stuff like bullying, it's not occurring during the school day. It's occurring in the evenings at home in the kids' bedroom. So that still wouldn't be addressed by, I suppose, a phone-free school situation. The other thing is, I noticed this game Roblox. I remember my kids are older, but I remember they did play Roblox. It seems to have been mentioned by a huge number of kids in the survey. There were 7,000 children surveyed to say that they have been upset by things that they have seen on Roblox, which many parents would think was a kiddie platform.
Yeah, well, there's two things in that. So first of all, yeah, you're right, all the trouble happens after school and stuff like that. The point is with a phone-free school is it would give children an opportunity that they've never had because they're digital natives to live without phones for extended period of time, i.e. 8 hours a day.
Okay.
Completely phone-free. They don't have that experience. We do. And I think it's a gift that we should give to them so that by the time they leave school, they can conceive not clutching their phone anxiously all hours of the day while they're awake. But the second point, the Roblox, yeah, you know, like the fact is that most predators have gone completely online at this stage and they go to children's games and they go to games like Roblox where they can pretend to be different ages and they can become friendly. So they can pretend they're an 11-year-old in Scotland and they can start playing with somebody in Ireland quite easily and they can become friendly with them and slowly groom them. It's a very easy thing to do.
That is a terrifying prospect for parents.
It is. It's absolutely terrifying. And there's some children that won't allow that to happen. And sadly, it's the gullible, kind of more naive kids that will allow that to happen.
So in general, should parents turn off all chat functions on games, for example, so that their children can't talk to any strangers? Doesn't matter whether they say that they're a 7-year-old from up the road or an 11-year-old from Scotland. Just you just don't chat to strangers.
Yeah, and also they should teach their kids that these people who are chatting to you, you don't know who they are. And I know you think you're a genius and you know everything about them, but you probably don't.
Can I ask you a very last question, Stella? Just in terms of you saying that some kids get relatively unscathed, some kids have bad fallout. Have you seen children, and what kind of upset are we talking about here in terms of the impact that the children with the negative experiences are having? What is the impact on them?
I have seen it. I've seen it a lot because I would in my psychotherapist work. And it's devastating for those kids. For the kids that it hits, it lands like they fall off a cliff. They are literally corrupted and devastated by it, because when you're brought into certain worlds, you can't forget it. It's like it's there. It's happened. It's in your mind, and it can't be undone. And so it's very, very important that while it's great that like some of the kids get away with it, and a lot of them do, it's essential that we're a bit more protective and preemptive so that none of them do, because it's so seedy and it's so kind of discombobulating for the kids when they realise that they have actually been accosted.
Look, thank you so much for talking to us this morning, Stella. That is Stella O'Malley there, psychotherapist and author of books on parenting. Love to know out there this morning, do you have a view on this? Have you any experience of this? The stats are stark and actually, as I say, terrifying from a parent's point of view. I'd love to hear from people this morning about it.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.